I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. The possible tax reform might tax pass-through entities like the business structures used by many farmers and ranchers. Clifton Larson Allen Principal and Farm CPA Today blogger Paul Niefer explains more.
With tax reform coming down the road here, there are probably one of the key factors with tax reform is that certain items of income are going to be taxed at a lower rate than other items of income. And Congress and the President have indicated that they're going to try to prevent people from sort of gaming the system. And some of those ways of doing that prevention is they might have what you sort of call a mechanical rule that would say, let's say that 70% of your income is subject to both self-employment tax and the higher tax rate, and 30% is subject to the lower rate. That's one way of doing it. One that probably they're maybe leaning toward that may end up being the fairest is some type of rate of return calculation. So let's say a farmer had $2 million of assets and they're allowed an 8% rate of return. The first $160,000 would be subject to the lower rate, and then the amount above that $160,000 would be subject to the higher tax rate. So still to be determined. We know that if there is tax reform, rates are going to go down, but it's likely farmers would not be able to take advantage of that lower rate on all of their income.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.